I've never been good with sexual situations because when I was 12 years old, I was traumatized when I got my first porn tape, which is obviously a big moment in a boy's life because you have to find somewhere to hide it. And instead of hiding it like in a sock drawer in my closet, I thought that everyone would suspect that. I don't know who they are. I don't know who I thought was looking for porn in my room. So I thought I outsmarted everybody. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this tape and I'm going to hide it in plain sight in the family room. Yeah, because no one would suspect that, right? Brilliant. So I go over to the videotape collection and I take out one of the tapes from its sleeve and I put the porn tape inside the sleeve. And then I put that tape back on top of the pile. As in the first movie, someone would choose if they wanted to see a motion picture. So I completely forgot about it, and the next day I come home from school, and I'm in the halls, and I overhear this. Michael, this is your father, Dr. Bruce R. Magid, PhD. And I'm like, that doesn't sound promising. So I walk into the family room, and I am scared to death, because both my parents are standing there, staring at the porno on the TV. And they had, it's not like paused, like they kept it playing. Like it's still going with like the full volume and everything so I can get like the full experience of how uncomfortable this situation is, right? So my dad looks at me and goes, what the hell is this? And I had put the tape inside the box of the movie Batman. So I looked at the box and I went, well, it says it's Batman. This is the director's cut. And my dad was not amused. Yeah, like this side of the room. And he goes, is this yours? And I go, absolutely not. It's my friend Sam's. Because that's what you do when you're 12 years old and you get caught with porn. You just throw your best friend under the bus. Because honestly, if they really believe this story, you think they'd let this kid back in the house? Some perv kid who leaves porn lying in the family room? But in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm 12 years old, and I've got a whole life ahead of me. And I will find another best friend. But I don't know when in life I'm going to find another porn tape. Got to make an executive decision, right? Prioritize. So my dad looks at the tape, and he just starts laughing. And he goes, Michael, Jesus, I know this is yours. And I'm like, how? He's like, oh my God. Because your name and phone number are on it. That's right, guys. I had written my name and phone number on the porn tape. Because in my mind, it was my only porn tape. And I wanted to make sure that if I ever lost the tape, I'd be able to get it back. Made perfect sense to me at the time. That's what I would do with my soccer ball. This is another prized possession. So I'm caught, right? So my dad looks at me and I'm like, I gotta apologize. So I just look at him and I go, Dad, I think I have diarrhea. And I ran into the bathroom. Fast as possible. Ah, thank you guys.